You know what? Instead of playing a random song, I think he brought a CD with him, so I'm going to wait for him. Did you happen to bring a CD with you?
Oh, I forgot the CDs.
No, don't mess with me. That's rude.
I've got a whole bunch in the trunk if you need more.
Okay, well, while I set you up on a mic, I'm going to play a song. Which track do you want me to play?
Do the first one.
The first one? Okay. And the CD player was asleep, so give me a second. Hey, Melissa.
Hmm?
The CD player doesn't like me.
Well, it didn't have its coffee this morning, that's why.
You should share.
I know I should. I'm not going to, though.
All right. Well, here we go. Do you want to... What's the name of the song?
It's called... I should know the name of my
you,
first
You term. Should know that. I can look if that helps. It's I can't look.
It's called Destination Nowhere.
Thank you. for that clumsy introduction.
That was really clumsy.
Eh, well,
whatever.
Are you calling my singing clumsy?
No, we're calling our introduction clumsy.
Our introduction to the song was clumsy.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Welcome, Joe Holiday.
Thank you for having me. And
that's a great name.
I made it up myself.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I want to make it my own.
Melissa's working on her stage name right now.
Yeah, so. My regular name's boring. Sorry, Mom. Mom, you're listening.
Well, just make it up right now.
I'm going. She not tried, that no, much no, pressure, please. I've not had my coffee.
We tried that on the air 2 weeks ago. It's not time.
Uh-uh, I'm not ready yet.
She needs like a brainstorming session with like poster paper and markers and...
Because the first three things off the top of my head are really inappropriate.
They're always going to be wrong.
Well, I change mine every 4 years, just, you know, when they start finding me.
Oh, know? Yeah, I like that.
Okay, lesson number one in marketing. You must keep your name the same.
Well, but see, then I'll get another audience of people that actually like me, maybe, that don't like me, you know, with the old name.
You're rebranding. That was marketing lesson number two.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And marketing lesson number three is thank you for having me here and allowing me to tell your listeners about the best show in town this Saturday night.
Yay!
You're welcome! It seems that everything we have on the show today is happening on Saturday, but I think you can stagger events, you know, if you work hard.
Well, I feel sorry for the other ones.
Right? I know. This is a good option. So your band is called Somebody Else's Nightmare. Is that right?
It is. And we're having a CD release party at the Wine Annex Wine Bar this Saturday night at 7:30.
And I have the address in case anybody doesn't know where that is. It's 865 West Napa Street, right next to the Community Cafe. If you need another landmark, across from El Pueblo Inn.
Mm-hmm. So cool over there.
It's a little, it's a pretty locals only venue, kind of, because a lot of tourists don't know about it. So, yeah.
Well, it says locals only.
Does it?
Does it really?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
But dogs.
No, they welcome lots of people.
Hey, if you don't live here, you can't go to the show. Know?
That's right. Out of town dogs are also allowed.
Oh, yeah, the dogs are welcome. Yeah. As long as they don't attack the other dogs, I assume that's a rule.
Or jump in the fire pit.
It's a leash. there's a leash rule now. You have to have them on leashes.
Oh, yeah.
Before they were just all running around loose, it was kind of fun.
Helter skelter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Because I've only ever seen the people visiting with their dogs had them on leashes, but the one dog that lives there roams around.
Well, that's his place, though.
I like places that have dogs.
I do, too.
Store dogs.
Yeah, store dogs are good. There's a lot of store dogs in town.
I
have a big dog following.
You do?
I do.
Because I kind of run a doggy bed and breakfast. So.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that.
That's so cool.
Before we get into your band and the CD, tell us about your doggy bed and breakfast.
Well, it's funny you should ask.
Is it funny or did you just bring it up? I'm kidding. I'm sorry. This is not a serious show. Don't look panicked.
If it's serious, I'm the wrong person for this. No, I've been taking care of dogs for many, many, many years, and I'm still doing it, and they come to my house and stay with me, and we go to the dog park twice a day, and there's day dogs and overnight dogs, and...
Oh my gosh, so
how
fun.
I love that.
Breakfast is included?
Do you bring dog treats?
Official doggy bed breakfast.
Oh my god, I love it.
Frisbee.
Does your doggy chase frisbees, or is your dog going to ride the frisbee if you throw it?
My dog is not big enough for that frisbee.
Your dog can sit on the frisbee.
I have a incredibly uncoordinated, we call it a chug. It's a chihuahua mixed with a pug.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he's really weird. He's a really, really odd dog. He has horrible anxiety problems. He's just weird. He was a stray. So, but we don't know how long he was on the streets for. We actually don't even know how old he is. He's heaven. We love him now, but he's the weirdest dog I've ever known. Sprocket.
Wait, weirder than, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm blanking your other dog's name.
Walter. Yes. Walter's weird too.
Walter
lives with my dad now because Walter, after living with my dad and getting fed steak on like a daily basis almost, he refuses to live with me anymore. He just got depressed. Like, he tried to come back to my house. He wouldn't eat for 4 days. Like, he won't walk on metal on the ground. Like, that's a weird thing. Like, he'll avoid potholes.
So I understand.
Yeah, Walter's a really weird dog. And he chases birds only if they're in the air, not if they're on the ground. Like, if there's a bird next to him, he's like, what's up?
Well,
but if it's in the air, he's like, I got
dog.
That.
He's giving him a chance. You
know? So, yeah, I pick really odd dogs.
You certainly do.
I do.
But Walter's not with you anymore.
No, Walter's with my dad still. Okay. He won't stay with
he
me
won't
see, but he's
come
the
back.
Kind of dog you could have brought to the dog park, see.
No, he'd just sit in my lap.
Yeah.
He's not, he doesn't do, Sprocket loves the dog park, though. Oh, Sprocket's good. Like, oh, that giant labradoodle? I'm going to get that dude.
And at the same time, remember, this dog can fit my sit on the Frisbee and throw it.
Totally. He's pretty funny.
I promise not to try that later.
Please don't try that later.
I promise. Okay. Mm-hmm. So back to the CD.
Oh, is that why we're here?
Releasing. Is it already available, is what you were saying?
I think it's available.
Call.
I have a terrible agent. He never calls me back.
That was you, right?
Yes. It will be available. It is available probably on cdbaby.com, but I'm not exactly sure.
And the title is Strength and Kindness.
That's correct.
And
it's a good title for everything.
Yes. It's a very, and you know, it's also a message of hope.
Agreed.
It is. It's a hopeful CD.
Tell us about your band. Who's in your band? Are they locals? Are they out of towners? What do you got going
locals
on?
Locals only.
Okay, there you go. Good.
Locals.
They actually do have the sign.
You should put that sign on your dog pet sitting shirt. Locals only. Sorry. Okay. We don't take out of town dogs.
Half my business goes away in overnight.
Never mind.
We like the out of towners.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sure.
That's true.
Yeah. They need somewhere for their doggy to go while they're wandering around Sonoma,
drinking wine, spending their money.
Right.
Yeah. Drinking our wine, spending their money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We had on the CD the personnel is Adam Mick on sax. We have Alex Garcia on sax, Sherry Chulgen on keyboards. Myself on bass, and Miles Toon on drums.
And I play the triangle.
I like his name, too.
Yeah, that's a good one. Did he make that up?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
You'd have to ask him.
Now you got a second interview out of us. Look at, you're learning the marketing now.
He might be running from somebody as well, so...
Okay, now that just puts Some Like It Hot in my mind. And so if you guys do go running from someone else, you might have to dress like women, go on a train, and meet Marilyn Monroe.
It's funny you should say that.
Is it funny? As the bass player.
I have my costume picked out for the special costume for Saturday night.
Are you Marilyn Monroe?
No, I'm...
You mean Marilyn?
I'm not going to be Marilyn
What's
Monroe.
Happening? Why? What's wrong with that?
Was she a good bass player?
Probably.
She played a lot of things.
You know, I'm willing to go as far as I need to get this thing to work. So, you know, if that's what it takes.
Interesting. Now that we know this.
I was in a couple all-female bands, though.
Which were you? Were you
really?
Which wasn't really good for my ego, but at least I was working, you know.
Nice. And then, you compose the music, I think, is what I read.
I compose, I arrange.
Does somebody else do the lyrics? Do you do all of it?
I do everything.
Yeah?
Kind of, yeah.
And then one of the questions I had for that was, you said that you write parts and improv. Can you tell us what the difference is and how you write that in?
Well, okay, so in parts music, everybody plays the same part over and over again. And in improvisational music, you don't play any parts. So,
right.
So now, with this band, I'm trying to do parts and improv at the same time. So there.
Whoa, that's crazy talk.
Well, so you know, so it's kind of like a mixture of maybe you know rock and pop and jazz and I don't really know what to call the music. So you know that right. That first tune was the only regular tune I think on the CD. The rest are kind of more like pieces that have lyrics to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then my question from that was, so you're saying that. You're doing parts and improvisation at the same time. So in that case, you kind of, the people who are playing the parts know they're playing parts. And do you say, okay, this time it's your turn to go at it, and this time it's your turn to go at it?
Let's say there's a bass part. Let's say the tune actually has a bass part, which only one of them actually has a written bass part. But I'll play a line, but it won't stay the same.
I feel like you don't like to follow the rules is why.
Well, there's all different kinds of ways of thinking about the music, that's all. So, you know, most of the music is part-oriented, whether it sounds like it or not. It's you have a set thing that you can go play with any musicians, and, you know, if your drummer gets sick, the other person can just take over because it's a part. You know?
Right, right.
So I frown on that here.
Okay, know, okay.
Should sound so we actually play different every night, the same tunes sometimes. I have about 70 tunes for this band now, but... I might call different sections, or I might, you know, change the keys, or, you know, so I get to change the parts even even on the tunes while we're playing.
Are you somewhat conducting while you're up there and playing, is what you're saying?
Yeah, all the sections are cued because, you know, I might let the sax players just go for a while, you know.
And then you're like, oh, no, that's enough sax. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's usually stopping, yes. I go like this a lot.
Well, that song was 5 minutes, the one we just listened to. Like, could it theoretically go 20 minutes if you're not paying attention?
That too.
Or does it have an ending?
You can take a phone call and then you forget.
Wow. Can we do that?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
Let's take phone calls.
You're the conductor.
The band is playing. We'll take phone calls while we're playing.
Answer some questions.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Costume change.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. These songs are usually a lot longer than they are on the CD because I might make up an intro for this tune. When I usually do, and it's like this usual, it's like a usual, there's usually a, it's different every night we play. So, and the ending might be different, and I might go into another tune from that tune. I don't know, just, I might play it kind of simple on Saturday night. I don't know.
I mean, feel like even when you play it simple, it's going to be complicated. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm feeling.
It should Agreed. Be fun. I just want to have fun when I play, you know, so I get, it's my band and I get to, you know, I just want to play music that's fun to play. So no more, you know, do what I'm told kind of stuff.
Well, I wanted to bring up one more fun fact before we let you go. I saw that when you were 7 years old, you were a guest performer on the Roy Rogers and Dale Evans show. Was that you or somebody else on your site?
No, that was me.
That was you? Because
yeah.
You're looking at me you like, who the heck are you talking? You saw that, right?
I did. That
Thank
was like,
you.
No, I wasn't.
Oh,
I've never had someone I was interviewing look at me like, oh my gosh, what the heck are you talking about? That wasn't me.
I thought I was having a flashback. You know.
Well, is that what a flashback looks
I
like?
I think so.
Okay.
Looks painful.
It did.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad. I have a great face for radio. That's what they You know, I did do a couple of voiceovers in my past.
You did?
I actually been working on one that I used to do, so I could repeat it if I have a second or two.
Sure, go for it.
I have my script.
He brought a script.
Okay, hang on. Ready?
Ready.
Hmm?
I want my Mapo.
It's surprising you remember it after all these years.
I was practicing this morning. Now, you probably don't even know what Mapo is.
No, you know what? When I read that, it rang a bell, but I wasn't getting there.
It was like a big cereal, like a mush cereal thing.
Right.
Like
yeah.
Oatmeal or something?
Yeah, kind of like that. I don't know. They never gave me any. You know.
Oh, that's
and
rude.
That's my same age. I ran off
you
to
You weren't
the
a method actor then. Well, okay. So again, let's give out. The show is Saturday night at the Annex. What time?
7:30.
7:30. I think they open around 6 if you want to get there early. There's usually also, she makes a weekly dinner.
Yeah, there's
it's
food.
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
And it's always something yummy.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. Oh, website.
Website. SENightmare.com.
And where did you get SE Nightmare?
Somebody else's nightmare.
Right. So you just left one word whole. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know.
I think somebody took the other words. I don't know. SEN was going to be my brainstorm for the website, but somebody has it.
Oh, got it.
Some aeroplane thing.
What? So rude.
Are you going to play?
Yes. I would like you to tell me really quickly about it.
Okay. So being in Sonoma, I noticed all these little like dollhouse-looking structures.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those without the windows and little water? They're beehives.
Oh, I did not see them, no.
You'll see them now.
Mm-hmm.
So I got interested in bees, and I wrote about 8 or 9 tunes about bees, the bees' lives. And this one is about worker bees, and I imagined an ancient tribe singing to their bees as they took care of them. So that's what this song is.
Awesome. Cool. We'll have fun Saturday night.
Thank
and
you.
Again, there's no charge to go in. They have separate charges for dinner, and they have wine and beer and soda, I think, is available.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bring your dog on a leash.
Awesome.
Don't let it jump in the fire. It's inappropriate. That was a happy bee song.
That was a great bee song.
I all of a sudden love bee songs.
I know.
Who knew?
I'm all bzz, bzz, bzz. I'm all, I can see the bees. I can totally see the bees.
Oh my gosh, he's a fun guy.
Yeah, he was really fun. That was a good radio interview.
He can come in anytime. If you're listening, Joe, you can come back anytime.
Absolutely.